Pareho lang ba ang virus at bacteria?
Normal na tao ba ang mga scientists?
Paano nasisira ang kalikasan?
Magugunaw na ba ang mundo dahil sa climate change?
Tara na't maglakbay tayo sa mundo ng agham, matematika at ibang disiplina. Alamin natin ang relasyon nito sa ating buhay, paligid at kalikasan. Mas pinasaya na ang pag-aaral dito sa Siyensya na Kayo! Ang agham para sa lahat.
Isa pong magandang hapon at mainit na Biyernes, mga classmates. Ito po si Classmate Mary.
At ako naman si Classmate Ronnie.
Kami mula sa Kulay ng Agham.
Nakangiti kaming bumabati sa inyo ng isang
magandang masyensyang hapon, Planet Earth. Dahil siyensya namin.
Siyensya nyo.
Siyensya nila.
Siyensya na kayo.
Ang agham para sa lahat. Wow, good hot afternoon, classmate. Oh, ikaw daw ay na-interview ni Angela Palmones.
Ay, opo, na-interview po ako nung Monday.
Tungkol sa yung forensic chuchu.
Opo, forensic entomology.
Ako naman recently, puro ako body pain, lalo ako gumagalaw, so nagpapamasay ako, kung anik-anik, papahilot ako.
Opo.
Alam mo yun, eh yung anak ko, doktor, parang nakakahiya, pero kailangan ko pumunta sa ano. Parang, okay, puntahan ko siya, pero pupunta ako sa hilot.
Yes.
Alam mo yun?
Kailangan naman natin talaga
magpahilot. Pero feeling ko may scientific basis naman yun eh. Di ba?
Feeling ko malalaman natin, masasagot natin yun today.
Parang hindi ko makasagot nun. Kailangan natin ng teacher. At tama-tama, meron tayong teacher ngayon.
Yes po. Our guest today is a medical doctor. He finished his BS in chemistry here in UP Diliman. At siya po ay nagtapos ng kanyang doctor in medicine from the University of the East Memorial Medical Center. He has a vast experience in multiple fields of medicine, including integrative medicine, sports medicine, occupational medicine, disaster medicine, at kung ano-ano pa po. He is also an affiliate faculty in the science in technology and society, teaching the role of medicine in STS. Let us welcome our teacher for today, Dr. Rodrigo Angelo Ong.
Wow. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, teacher. Butch.
Butch, yes. Saka good afternoon sa mga classmates.
Kami po ang inyong mga makulit na estudyante na walang alam sa, ako pala ang walang alam sa science. Meron pala. Dahil lang sa kaka-sit-in ko dito sa Siyensya na Kayo.
Yes, po.
Ang dami ko tutunan. Pero itong tuturo nyo ngayon, yung inyong mga expertise, ay gusto ko yung mga areas. Diba?
Actually, I began really after medicine. I began as a palliative care physician, meaning inalagaan ko yung mga namamatay. So sa bahay, nag-set up ako ng ICU doon, may staff ako of nurses. No,
so nag-family medicine muna kayo?
Yes, family community medicine. No? Afterwards, I began to notice that it's so depressing. I signed so many death certificates. I meet with family so often to talk about death and dying and how the quality of life of the patient is very low. Tulog sila most of the time because of the morphine I give. No? And then I thought, why not study something that will keep them awake and yet pain-free. So nag-aral ako ng acupuncture. Doon nag-umpisa yung aking journey into this type of medicine.
Sa kaya nag-aral ng acupuncture?
There was a center called the ATRC, Acupuncture Therapeutic and Research Center, sa may Retiro. And then they transferred here in Quezon City, malapit sa SSS. Mm-hmm. It's called Inam Philippines. No?
Ah, yung pala yun.
Yes.
Okay.
I studied there for 3 years. And afterwards, I went out and I had my own practice in sports medicine.
Kasi kayo nga ay naging part ng men's basketball team natin and women's basketball team.
Yes, for both. No? For around maybe 8 years, naging team doctor ako ng both men's basketball and Lady Maroons basketball.
Nagkan-ano pala kayo ha? Nagbalik UP agad kayo and serving our athletes.
Yes, and I must admit to you that only during my stint in the Maroons, dun ko lang talaga na-memorize ang UP naming mahal.
Umamin on air na siya ay isa sa mga maraming hindi alam ang UP.
Or baka nalimutan lang naman.
Nakalimutan lang, I guess. No? Kasi nga, habang manalo-matalo, we always sing our alma mater. At kami, doon kami na kumakanta sa court. Kita-kita yung bibig namin gumagalaw. So, must memorize it. Baka mapapahiya ako.
Kaya nga yung mga athletes sa tinuruan na rin silang kumanta ng UP. Kasi ang pangot, tignan sa TV kapag nag-fake lang eh.
Oo, halata.
Halata. Kaya pa natalo ang mga ito kasi hindi nila alam ang UP naming mahal.
Oh, yeah,
mananalo so, after, anong year? Mga mid-2000, di ba? 2000,
not so long ago.
Not so long ago.
3 months ago lang.
At, at that time po ay nag-acupuncture na kayo nung yes, kayo ay nasa so part ba yun ng ginagawa niyo sa mga athletes
with the maroons,
natin
yes,
with the maroons
That is where I learned to integrate modern medicine as a science, no, and the science of traditional medicine, no, in the paradigm that of the Chinese, no. That's what I teach in STS in our Science Technology Society program, no. I've been teaching it for about 2-3 years already.
Mm-hmm.
The role of medicine in science, no, and yung field ko is to expose the students in accepting, I guess, the various paradigms of science. For example,
itong mga paradigms ng science.
For instance, no, in Chinese medicine, they believe in the theory of the qi. Qi is the vital force or energy that's found in the body. For centuries, they believed in qi, you know, and when qi is weak, we are sick. When qi is active, we are active, right? And acupuncture aims to balance the activeness, so sort of, yung pagka-active, pagka-bibo na isang tao, tsaka yung restfulness, finding the balance in between. No? So, for centuries, yun ang pininiwala ng most of the people in the world kasi mas maraming Chino eh.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened in the 18th and 17th century? No? From the time of the emperors up to the 17th century, it was basically traditional medicine. From the 18th century pataas, it's now modern medicine. What happened there in between? Yan ang pinag-aaralan namin sa STS.
Oh, so may ano bang nangyari? May nangyari bang in between na medyo nakakashock, nakakagimbal?
Exactly, you got it. You got it.
I got
it. Pasado ka sa STS ko.
Ako hindi.
No, we call it a paradigm shift. No? It is discussed in the Needham paradox in STS. No, the Needham paradox or the Needham question actually is why for centuries Chinese society and culture has advanced for so long, and pagdating ng 17th century, biglang bumaba ang progress and development in the East, and nag-take over ang West.
Mm.
The answer is the scientific method.
Mm-hmm.
When the scientific method was formalized, no, we began to think empirical evidence. How does one make a scientific discovery? No, or what makes one scientific? Being reproducible, verifiable, falsifiable, and empirical. And yes, those are the four, right? Empirical. No. Now,
so, saan yun?
Sa STS.
Sa STS.
Wala pa po nun. Nag-STS ako. Okay po.
Oh. No, but I must...
But that's science. That's what we have to do, di ba?
Yeah. Oh. Actually, nung nag-STS na ako dito, hindi ganun yung approach.
Iba po.
Ni Dr. Posadas. No?
Memorize ka pala.
Maraming LAS. Maraming reading. But let's go back. We need evidence. The study of science requires addition to the body of knowledge, right? Data. That's mm-hmm. why the scientific research nag-boom noong time na yon, no? The Renaissance period onwards, no? Evidence-based science and evidence-based medicine. If it's not in the body of evidence, then it's not acceptable. And that's what happened. How can you measure qi? Wala. You cannot quantifiably measure qi. Anong levels ng qi? It's not like kuryente na ilang volts yan or ilang amperes
yan. Pero saan ba yun binase po ng mga Chinese tong kanilang, is it also based on their way of life, religion?
Exactly. Now, okay. Pasado ka na sa STS-1.
Kakahaka lang sa akin.
Anyway, to understand that, we have to go back in time. The time of the emperors, mm-hmm. no? Where the paradigm includes their religion, which is Taoism or Buddhism. No, Buddhism, bawal ang mag-dissect ng katawan, ng patay, mm-hmm. no? Mm-hmm. Cadaver. Bawal ang dissection ng cadaver. Because once you dissect or cut a body, that's disrespecting nature. Therefore, the people in China before do not know what is inside the body. No? They can only surmise from their observation sa pagkatay nila ng baboy, pagkakainin nila, pagkatay nila ng baka, So may heart. Oh, may heart. Siguro may heart din tayo. Oh, ano to? Atay. Siguro may atay din tayo. But hindi sigurado. Kasi hindi na nakikita themselves. Diba? So evidence-wise, walang evidence.
So faith lang sila.
Faith lang. Or empirical,
empirical
thinking. Mm-hmm. No? So ibig sabihin, even yung Chinese before, they also practice a scientific method. No? In a way, scientific method na rin siya. No? So, parang naman nanggaling yung qi. No? They believe in Taoism, in Buddhism, that you and I are as much as part of nature as it is part of us. Mm-hmm. Oh. If nature is sick, we are sick. Makes sense?
Yes.
If we are sick, nature gets sick.
Yes.
Right? So, it's very classical and very elegant, no? Acceptable until now, right? I mean, we all accept it, no?
Gumabri tayo dun ngayon, di ba? Ang thinking ngayon.
Pag madumi ang environment, may sakit ang environment, magkakasakit din tayo. Inom tayo ng tubig na madumi. Siyempre, magkakasakit tayo. Pag tayo may sakit, no? We are not able to take care of the environment because we're sick. Therefore, the environment gets sick, no? So nature plays a role in their medicine. Something in nature keeps it alive. A spirit of nature, the vital force of nature, that is the qi. So it means that how do plants grow? Because it has qi. How does the wind move? It has qi. No? Why is the sun warm? Because it's qi. Sa katawan natin may ganun din, no? Certain parts of our body produce qi, like the liver, the kidney, the spleen, the lungs, they produce qi to make us move. Ang weird, ano? Parang hindi pareho.
Hindi science,
no? But then, in the paradigm of Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine at that time, that is their science. And they believe it, no? Sabihin niyo, baka naman hocus-pocus naman yan. Baka hindi naman totoo yata yan kasi parang weird naman masyado. But think about this. When I do acupuncture, nawawala ang pain. Oh, believe it or not, I can make you grow. I have patients for height augmentation, acupuncture kami, tumatangkad sila.
Pwede ba tumalino?
Actually, I'll give you a true story. No, one of my patients was a student of the College of Medicine. No, and he's a graduate of BS Chemistry here in Diliman. Then he took up medicine in UPPGH. On his third year, he decides mag chemistry board exam kaya ako. But that's so long ago. Nakalimutan niya ngayon. So he comes to me and says, "Doc, can I have memory enhancement?" Sabi niya, sure, but remember, tatlong taon na yung chemistry mo, parang tagal na masyado yan. Ako nga, isang taon lang, di ko na alam ang chem 16 ko eh. Pero sige, basta magbasa ka, and then I'll help you augment. No, he passed the board exam.
Wow.
Not only that, he's top 10.
What?
Well, you can say kasi nga, dahil siguro innately matalino naman talaga siya, masipag siya. When he reads, it's like a sponge going inside his brain. But lahat ng mga bar exam takers na pumunta sa akin, they've never failed. My track record for exams is 100, up to now, is 100%.
So kung ako po pa-acupuncture, pwede pumasa ng bar exam, hindi ako naglalo.
Basta mag-aral ka.
Ako mag-GRE pa naman ako.
Ano, tama-tama po na tayo. Ako, I need it for pain. Sige.
But it is quite unusual right now or impossible to explain it in the modern medical sense.
So hindi pa rin po siya naaaral talaga the way you study traditional medicine.
That's right, no? Unlike herbal medicine, we can take the herb to the laboratory, do assays, no? Do extraction, no? Madali lang yun eh, and then they can extract the active component, yun madali lang. But in acupuncture, in massage, parang medyo esoteric ang dating, no? Medyo kakaiba. So actually, my role in the College of Medicine is to determine how to test, how to qualify and quantify the results of acupuncture, massage, and herbal medicine.
Kasi I remember a long time ago nung yung sa mommy ko, we used to go to Chinatown, Binondo, to buy medicine for her asthma or something. So
yes,
it means hindi siya nawawala. And then now, talaga may doctor sa tayo na na special ano lang, kanyang specialty ay Chinese traditional medicine, di ba?
Yes. In fact, in not so long ago, 2003, 2004, I think the Department of Health instituted the PITAC, Philippine Institute for Traditional and Healthcare. That arm of the DOH is to study, verify, and promote research, scientific research, in traditional practices, including acupuncture, including hilot, including Philippine indigenous herbs. Lahat yan kasama sa mandato ng Department of Health. So, the government has taken the scientific route, no, to yes, accepting traditional methods of medicine. And they do licensing. So, yung acupuncturists, they are now licensed or registered with the Department of Health. No?
Hindi po kailangan doktor kayo para maging acupuncturist.
Yes. There are two kinds of licenses. One is the certified acupuncturist, non-medical. The other one is the certified medical acupuncturist, mga doktor yan. They're both equal in stature. In the eyes of the Department of Health, equal in stature nila. No? Now, the PITAC, siguro ngayon nasa siguro mga 5,000 na siguro yung number of practitioners, so license numbers kan siguro ngayon nasa 5,000 na. Can you guess what my license number is?
1 12 6.
Wow!
Midpoint ng one. So one of the first kayo.
One of the first 10. The first one was a professor. Was a professor, just retired sa UPPGH, si Dr. Jaime Galvestan. Mm-hmm. Siya yung number one, no? So he was given the parang honor of getting the first one.
San siya doon siya kumuha sa ano DOH pa rin galing yon.
The DOH awarded him.
Pero saan siya nag-aral ng acupuncture niya?
Si Doc Jimmy, although he taught in the College of Medicine, his yung kanyang learnings in acupuncture iba-iba eh, from the communities themselves. He's a community doctor, no? So he goes out sa mga tribo natin, no, to learn about their herbal.
So meron tayong mga local acupuncture na dito na develop na hindi Chinese.
Like me, yes. So
this is like dito siya homegrown ng ating.
Homegrown, yes.
So hindi siya Chinese way of acupuncture.
You can say that much like in psychology, they have psikolohiyang Pilipino.
Yeah.
No, the psychology of the Filipino. We have our own version of acupuncture, Filipinized version of acupuncture.
Pero hindi siya nag-develop. I mean, okay, although we developed later. But hindi siya, like, a long time ago, nung wala pa tayong knowledge ng mga Chinese na acupuncture, meron na ba tayong na-develop something like acupuncture
yes.
here?
The study of the science of acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine is not actually foreign to Filipinos. Mm-hmm. No? When I lecture to the students about the science of acupuncture and Chinese medicine, they accept it. Massage, tuina, they call it tuina, is like our hilot. No? In acupuncture, merong practice in the mountains na parang pinupukpuk yung skin. No, it's like acupuncture. No? Now, it might not be the same in terms of how it's explained, no? Hindi chi ang explanation, no? Hindi yin and yang ang explanation.
Ano ba sa atin?
Sa atin, it's more lamig.
Lamig, iba yun.
Hangin, init. Yun yung paradigm natin.
Wind and fire.
Parang ganun. Naku, mapapakanta yata. Oh. Parang ganun, no? And when I talk to the students about it, when I talk about acupuncture, weird ba sa inyo? I ask. Hindi, they accept it, no? Parang truth. It's because of the common consciousness of us Asians.
Mm-hmm.
So, sabi ko, if I explain init lamig to a foreigner na puti, he'll just laugh at me. But if I explain init lamig to a Malaysian, to a Filipino, to a Chinese, tanggap. Because it's part of our paradigm as Asians. So, acupuncture could have been here centuries ago, but in a different form. No? And syempre, alam naman natin, long time ago, may mga land bridges din yan, bridging all the Southeast Asian countries. And then we just discovered Luzonensis, Homo Luzonensis. Yesterday, it was nasa College of Science yata, was yesterday, yes, right? No? So, the discussion of the commonalities in practices of health, no, is actually an exciting field, no, that our practices have something in common with Japanese medicine. with Korean medicine, with Malaysian and Indonesian medicine.
Meron din sila, yeah.
Yes. So it's an Asian science, kumbaga, no? Now, somewhere along the way, no, in the 1800s, nagkaroon na ng shift from an esoteric thinking of science and health to evidence-based.
Mm.
It was actually in 1901, there was a published article in Europe. I forgot the name of the writer, no, author. Kaya lang, that particular journal, no, convinced almost all doctors in Europe to accept evidence in their practice. Without evidence, they will not practice it. So, nagkaroon na ng shift, no? In order to for us doctors to practice this or to prescribe this medicine, kailangan may experience na.
Mm-hmm.
May study na. No?
Na-test na and test all. Na. Pumasa na ngayon dapat sa FDA.
Clinical trial and all.
Which yes. takes a long time.
Yes.
Pero no? kung isipin mo, ito mga Chinese medicine natin, hindi lang to 10-year study.
Ay,
20,
hindi.
Yan ay matagal na matagal hindi. Na. Pati yung ating own na mga yes. herbs, di ba?
Exactly.
Yes, mga nunu exactly. natin, ginagamit na ito.
And that is the beauty, actually, of the scientific method. No, the scientific method catapulted the science of Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
No, and until this stature, no, it defined medicine as a science. No, now sinasabi ko palagi sa students ko sa College of Medicine. Sinasabi ko, although we are studying modern medicine today in our schools in PGH in Manila, we should never forget where we came from. No, because much of our practice come from them. An interesting example would be you have all seen a reseta ng doktor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's an RX there, diba? What does that mean? RX means instructions or recipe. Yeah? Ganda, diba? San galing yung symbol na yan? That symbol
sa
comes
pare,
from
PX packs.
PX yon. Now, that symbol comes from ancient Egyptian medicine. It is a symbol for the eye of Horus. So we are actually taking that paradigm into our practice today. No, another one is the alam mo yung staff of Caduceus, yung staff na may ahas.
Yung sa medicine that na is, symbol.
That is official symbol of medicine. No, Aesculapius was a doctor in ancient Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing prayers, rituals, herbs, massage, dream therapy, no?
Holistic
siya, no? We are using his staff as a symbol for our ethics.
At yung oath ng mga doctors ay
Hippocratic oath.
Hippocratic oath.
Coming from Greek medicine
Greek
also.
Din yon.
So sabi ko, although we are studying modern medicine in a scientific paradigm, we must never forget kung saan tayo nang galing. Because malay nyo, something in the past, some herb which the Chinese are using could be the answer to cancer, maybe. Could be the answer to HIV, perhaps. No?
At marami naman tayong gamot ata ay galing din, inspired by nature din na may ito ay
exactly.
merong ganyan. So,
exactly.
Ako, pag-usapan po natin yung mga gamot-gamot, mga sakit-sakit, chi-chi, kung fu panda, yung mga ganyan.
Yes.
Mag-break po muna tayo. Ang oras po ay 31 minuto makalipas ang ika-4 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisayan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 602. Kasali ka!
Ikaw ba'y guro ng math and science? Kung ganun, tara na at makinig sa programang tanging para sa'yo. Go Teacher Go! Tungkol sa mga bagong math and science teaching techniques, inain, hindi lang pang guro, pang estudyante pa. Go Teacher Go! Tuwing Webes, alas 4 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ha! Handa ka na bang makarating sa retro future? E sa mundo ng disco ball at flying cars? Pwes, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride sa HAL Universe 6 Revive ngayong April 27, 3 p.m. sa UP Sunken Garden. Makisayaw, makikanta, at ipagdiwang ang K-pop culture kasama ang iba't ibang fans, fan clubs, at K-pop cover groups dito lang sa Revive. Para sa ibang detalye, puntahan ang HAL UP Facebook page. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng HAL UP sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento!
Epidemic. Noun. Definition. An outbreak of disease that spreads quickly and affects many individuals. Used in a sentence, every 56 minutes, one Filipino is affected with HIV. There are currently 100,000 Filipinos living with HIV. HIV is an epidemic in the Philippines. Be safe. Get tested. This is a reminder from DZUP 1602, Kasali ka.
Pareho lang ba ang virus at bacteria?
Normal na tao ba ang mga scientists?
Paano nasisira ang kalikasan?
Magugunaw na ba ang mundo dahil sa climate change?
Tara na't maglakbay tayo sa mundo ng agham, matematika at ibang disiplina. Alamin natin ang relasyon nito sa ating buhay, paligid at kalikasan. Mas pinasaya na ang pag-aaral dito sa Siyensya na Kayo! Ang agham para sa lahat.
Nagbabalik po ang masaya at makasaysay. Masaysay na. May saysay na programa. Siyensya na Kayo. Ito si Classmate Mary.
Ito naman si Classmate Ronnie.
At kasama natin ang ating teacher na si Teacher Dr. Butch Ong. Talagang siya ay doktor ngayon. Medical doctor.
Opo.
So, kanina po pinag-usapan natin yung traditional, yung Chinese medicine, yung mga, at meron tayong talagang tubong Pilipino.
Yes, na practices.
Na practices. No? Hilot nga, kasi ako'y fan ng hilot eh. So, pero yung sinabi niyong hilot, when you say hilot, ito ba yung hilot na pag-ano ng mga buto, pag napilayan, o yung hilot na massage? Kasi madala...
Now, pagdating sa health practices, no, marami ang klase ng hilot. No? Yung hilot, sometimes, masahista. Sa, no, yun yung hilot, quote-unquote. No? But the true hilot, the true hilot who has a system of healthcare, no, believes that if you are sick, no, kaya niyang higupin ang sakit sa katawan mo. Lilipat niya sa kanya habang minamasahi ka at itatapon niya. Have you ever experienced minamasahi ka, laging dumidighay ang masahista mo? No? Hindi pa, ikaw hindi pa. No?
Ako ang dumidighay actually.
Pwede din 'yon. Pero yung tunay na hilot, no, yung iba dumidighay, no, habang ang weird nga, ano, pag minamasahi, nagbo-burp siya, parang nakakaano ba, kadiri naman
iyo, yan. Kayan,
iyo,
tulog
dapat ito. Kaya lang, must remember, meron silang sistema. Hindi gaya ng masahista na they just learn a testa, no, how to massage, how to pindot-pindot the katawan, kung paano hahagod-hagod ang katawan. Sila, every hagod na ginagawa nila, they believe that they pull away the negative energy mo. And they absorb it. And when they burp, no, they spit it out. Galing
kasi,
ano?
Kasi nga naman, no? Kailangan nila ilabas yung galing sa'yo, di ba?
Kundi may ipon lang sa kanila.
At hindi lang yan. Every year, they must go to Mount Makiling or Banahaw to cleanse themselves of the negative energies from the patients that they have handled. So, merong sistema. No? Hindi lang yung hilot ng masahista na who just learn how to manually massage you.
Ito po yung mga healers na hilot natin.
Correct. No, those are the true healers. Those are the true hilots. No? Sometimes, they would even prescribe to you a certain tsaa or tea. Yeah. No? Ganun ang totoong hilot. They have a system of knowledge, a body of knowledge passed orally by oral tradition, much like in our science. It is passed on by papers that we produce, we publish. Napakahirap mag-publish ng paper, di ba? Pero sa kanila, ganun din, no? Pinipili nila yung mga napapass on sa susunod na generation. No?
At hindi lang kahit kanino pinapasa yun, di ba? Parang pipili, yes, si Lola kung sino.
Mostly, people they trust, like their own relatives. Mm-hmm. Tama ka, mga apo, mga anak. But sometimes, pambayad utang, for example. Mm-hmm. Ituturo ko sa'yo, dahil may utang ako sa'yo, tinulungan mo ako nung maliit ako, yung anak mo tuturuan ko ng art ko. Sometimes ganon, no?
Pero anyone, you believe that anyone can be a healer?
No. Much like not everyone is a scientist. Not okay. Everyone can do science work, no? There is a kind of person which they know how to choose, no? Mostly yung puso, yung kagandahang asal ng isang
Ooh,
tao.
Pure of heart, the yes. fuck? Classmate, out na tayo dyan. Ay, hindi. Pure naman ang heart natin.
Okay.
Ay, ikaw hindi. Ako pure naman ang heart ko. Impure lang yung ibang bagay. But the rest...
Right.
So, kasi parang dapat you pass on positive energy dapat.
Right. And do you know that that is absolutely congruent with the Hippocratic Oath? In the Hippocratic Oath, every new doctor will swear into the Hippocratic Oath to treat doctors as their equals, to treat their sons and daughters as their students and as their own sons and daughters, to teach yung mga anak ng mga doktor for free their craft, not to charge yung mga anak, yung mga doktor na mga ama at ina. No, walang bayad.
So kung doktoran ako, libre na ako pag
dapat.
Pag kayo ay pag ako nagpagamot,
dapat ganoon. That's the old Hippocratic Oath.
Sinisingil ka ba?
Na, pero syempre ngayon, yeah. Iba.
UP yung mga doktor ko, eh wala ako, hindi nga ako sinisingil ng mga doktor ko.
But yung practices ng mga hilot, ganun din. No? Pinipili nila yung mga estudyante na will give freely their hearts, their minds, their being into for their patients' benefit. That's how they choose.
Kasi calling din siya, no?
It is a calling, no? Although, syempre, kailangan pa rin kumita yung healer, no? Much like a doctor, kailangan din naman kumita, no?
Yun talaga, oh. Kasi ang laki na inyong ginasto sa inyong pagwa-doktor.
Did you know pala, sa culture of medicine, wala kaming sweldo?
Oy, pero gusto daw i-correct yan ni President Danny. Dapat daw may sweldo kayo.
Pero that's a side na. But yung mga doctors who are, katawag namin WOPI, Work Without Plantilla, no? It is, why do we teach in UP? Why do I go and teach students? It's because of our love for medicine. Our love for the science of health. The love for the science of
and
medicine.
And to pass on.
To pass on. It is to perhaps accomplish our oath. No, when we became doctors. Just recently.
Just recently. Okay, sige po. Parang ako din, I became a doctor just recently. Recent is relative, ika nga ni Einstein.
Oh, yes, oo. Oh.
Everything is relative.
The dinosaurs.
Mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. So, doc, parang ano po, teacher, na kasi minsan, parang pag naniniwala ako, nagpupunta ako sa nagfufungsoy, yung mga ganyan, mga healing-healing,
yes.
Ang parating react sa akin ng mga tao, scientist ka, bakit ka nagpupunta sa ganyan? Bakit ka niniwala? Kasi dahil ako'y scientist, mas bukas ka.
Actually,
dapat.
That's what I was gonna say. No? Because you accept the paradigm of other science systems, as a scientist, mas malawak yung paningin mo, no? Ang sinasabi ko nga sa mga estudyante natin sa UP medicine, sabi ko, if we learn enough from ancient practices, we will advance medicine as we know it by leaps and bounds. Kahit konti lang. We recently studied the four gentlemen decoction or tea ng traditional Chinese medicine, no? Gumawa kami, naglaga kami ng ano.
Ano
ng
ba yung
tsaha.
Mga yan? Anong mga tsaha yan?
Ano yan? Apat na herbs yan, mostly mga root, mga fungus or mushroom, bark, no, and stem, no.
Oh.
Haluin sila, pakukuluan, no, gagawin tsaha. It is used for mga lobat na conditions, no, nanghihina ka na, anemic ka na, no. Usually sa atin yung pag after checking papers. After checking the, di ba?
Actually, parang ano po eh, parang nangihigop ng energy, yes. Mga estudyante eh. Pag nag-klase ka, pag-uwi yung parang, oh my God, lupay-pay ka.
So, nilaga namin and I had them taste it, you know, and it is used to improve qi. But then I gave them a paper, a scientific paper published four years ago. And it said that the tea increases CD4 cells. Immune cells,
okay.
You know, TNF factor and CD4 cells. Sabi ko, imagine this. Ano ba yung bumababa sa AIDS, HIV/AIDS? CD4 plus, isn't it? No?
Yes.
And this is Chinese medicine. This is centuries, 4,000 years old, perhaps. Answer, no, to the energy depletion of HIV/AIDS patients, which we don't use.
Mm-hmm.
Because yung wala yan sa armamentarium ng modern medicine.
Yung cocktail nila for HIV, yes. Wala yan.
Reseta sa'yo. Yes.
But tayong mga physicians who are learned in traditional medicine, we can easily prescribe it.
Ah.
Kasi alam natin, no? So kung meron tayong post-chemotherapy patient, no, from cancer, no? Syempre lagas ang buhok, manghihina, anemic, bigay natin ang herb na yon. It is known scientifically to increase CD4 cells, increase your immune system to help our patients. Wala yan sa libro ng aming mga drugs, like mefenamic, paracetamol, wala yan doon.
Pero may paper na ho ba tungkol doon?
May paper yun, marami.
Ano yung pangalan ng tea na yun?
Four Gentlemen Decoction.
Four Gentlemen Decoction. Saan po nabibili yan? O pwede ba tayong gumawa na lang?
Pwede kayong gumawa. Actually, in Binondo, in Umpin Street, there are many drugstores there. You can simply ask for 10 grams of 10 grams each of the four herbs, no? Called the Four Gentlemen Decoction. Ilaga nyo in 1 liter water, steep or reduce the volume by boiling by about siguro 1/3 lang natitira.
Ganun kakunti.
Ganun ka-concentrated.
Ka-concentrated, oo.
Take it, no? And you're taking something which can improve your immune system. So kapag may trangkaso, nangihina, post-chemotherapy, no? Or simply low-bat ka lang dahil sa kaka-klase mo.
Kasi mag-Red Bull ka, ito yung inumin mo.
Wala na Red Bull na kailangan.
Oo nga, hindi wag, kasi masama daw ang Red Bull, di ba?
So sabi ko, learning from the past could actually catapult our medicine. No, we don't have to discover something new. There are thousands more that we can discover from the past. Parang yung sa dagat natin, no? Our seas are just there, no? But we only know like the tip of the iceberg, 10% of what is written, no? Sa total knowledge in the seas, for example, no? Marami pang creatures sa ilalim ng dagat na hindi pa na di-discover, no? Ganun din sa medicine. And that's how rich our heritage, no? Asian heritage in healthcare is, no? We are actually richer in heritage than the West.
Ako rin po, ako ay fan ng Asian heritage and culture.
Yes, so centuries kasi, again, the Needham paradox, no? The society has gained so much from the East. Gunpowder, the stirrups, no, yung kusang-saan sila galing sa East. And yet after the 1800s, bakit puro Western na? No? So we can look back. No, we can look back and learn from the past and perhaps use it today if applicable. What I tell them is be discerning, sabi sa mga estudyante, no. Don't take hook, line and sinker, take everything, believe everything, no. Maraming mga practices diyan na hindi ka paniwala, maraming scam lang, no. But there are a lot like lagundi, sambong, dahon ng bayabas, which are culturally accepted sa atin, no? Passed down from our lolas.
Ayun, pagtutuli, pag summer season na, bayabas, dahon nguya, ng bayabas.
Nguya ng dahon ng bayabas, and then after tuk, putol,
itura doon.
Idudura yung dahon na milaway doon sa baba, babalot ng benda.
Wow, di ba? At talagang walang mintis, hindi naman sila na-infection noon.
At pagkatapos niyan, talon sa ilog.
Sa ilog.
Di ba? It's to coagulate the bleeding. And the bayabas is to it acts as an
disinfectant. Antibiotic, para antibiotic, yes. Property.
So there is a science to ancient medicine. But again, the challenge here is to quantify it, no? There is no scale of how to measure the evidence of qi. How do we measure lamig? Parang hirap eh. No, in our paradigm, so it is actually the work of the UP system, no, UP Manila, PGH. Trabaho natin yon para ma-quantify, qualify and quantify these practices.
Kasi marami tayo, kaya lang hindi siya tanggap sa labas dahil wala tayong scientific basis.
Right, no, and many practitioners abroad, no, actually come here sa Pilipinas to learn about our practices, and tayo pa dapat ang masters ng ating mga systems, no? Sana PGH and UP as a whole, even in the College of Science, no, collaborate and bring it to the future.
Hey, imagine we had a guest from France na nagpo-postdoc yun ang kanyang gustong gawin, to study hilot.
Oh, see, the wealth of knowledge sa Pilipinas pa lang. Ang dami ng matututunan in medicine, no? The world can benefit actually from the work that is being done by scientists here sa Pilipinas.
Yes po. And sa biology, ang alam ko po is meron kaming program, may project kami testing the native plants of the Philippines.
And chemistry ata.
Yes po, partnership siya ng chemistry and ng biology. Chemistry yung mag-extract ng compound and then kami yung magte-test sa mga cells naman.
Sa natural products.
Yes po, natural products.
Natural products.
Oh, magal ng project. Sina Ma'am Sonia
Prof.
Hacinta.
Irene. Oh, yeah. Irene Villasenor.
Yes, so. Yes po.
Sina Vanchi Amor. Yes, sila yung mga natural product. Yes. At kasi yung ating Lagundi dyan nagsimula eh, di ba?
Yes, no?
Now we have it in capsule form.
Lagundi is a very, very traditional, the ones you buy in butika, no? Mm-hmm. Sa bote na, sometimes capsule
na siya ngayon.
People think it's a new thing. No, it's a traditional, ancient, panahon pa ng Kastila, ginagamit na Lagundi for cough and colds, for asthma, hika. No, and,
so even before the Kastila pa yan siguro.
Yeah, perhaps, no? Kasi walang written again.
Wala tayong written.
Tradition, no? Walang date. Di gaya ng studies natin, we go to the library, makikita natin yung date published, no? Wala, no? So we can tell if it's effective only because it's being still used today.
Wow. At ngayon nga ay meron na siyang FDA and ang tawag doon?
Approved
na siya.
Yes.
At may libro ho ang isang taga history si Dr. Maris Planta ng traditional medicinal plant sa Pilipinas na gawa pa ng mga Kastila. Panahon ng mga Kastila, 1800s. Yeah. Sila ang nag-compile. So from the writings lang nakuha ni Dr. Maris Planta at marami. So that time yung mga Kastila already recognized.
Yes.
Yung ating practices. That's yes. why they collected these things. Buti pa sila, sinulat nila.
Buti nga. Na,
pero meron tayo ngayong kamalayan na we should be proud.
Yes.
So, may libro na tayo ngayong ganon.
The impact of which is, right now, when students study medicine and traditional medicine in UP, parang, bakit pa tayo mag-aaral nito? Sayang, yung Lagundi. Ano lang yan eh. Gusto ko mag-aaral ng bio, ng genetics. I want to study something highfalutin, like surgery. And ano. Sabi ko, sige, UP students kayo, pag-graduate nyo, saan kayo pupunta? Di ba dapat mag-serve kayo ng Pilipinas? You should serve the Philippines first. No, before going out, if ever you should go out, no? Go to the barrios. But when you go to the barrios and you bring your scientific thinking there, hindi ka tatanggapin. Kasi may hilot sila doon, may albularyo sila to whom they go to. And here you go with your scientific knowledge, no? And lecturing them about modern medicine. Hindi ka tatanggapin. For you to be accepted and to be a good, effective doctor to the barrios, you must understand the paradigm of the barrio. To understand the paradigm of the barrio is to study traditional medicine.
Dapat alam mong i-integrate.
Yes.
Ganun ba yan? At tinuturo ba ito yung culture in when you teach?
That's what I teach in the College of Medicine. Every month, students rotate sa akin and I teach them third-year medical students, and I teach them the paradigm shift. I teach them culture and traditions and history of Philippine medicine. And kinakocross na rin kami sa Chinese medicine because that's what I practice, no? Hoping that when they graduate and they serve the communities, they will be effective. They will be accepted. No? Ang fear ko talaga when students graduate from medicine, they go into the barrios and not become effective, no? Dahil they will clash head to head with a local practitioner. Hindi ganun dapat. Inclusive dapat. We should include the hilot into our practice, no? Perhaps refer patients to them kung hilot lang naman ang kailangan nila eh. No? Kaya sakit dito and you don't want to give any mefenamic, refer mo sa hilot, and you know they will refer back to you yung mga hilot.
They will
if you are their friend and they're your friend, no, magkakaroon ng referral system, magkakaroon ng friendships with them, no?
So nagawa niyo ba yun, magpunta sa mga baryo nung kayo?
Yes, that was my practice before. I worked for an NGO, grassroots. So before I became, a practitioner now, no, with private practice, nakababad talaga ako dati. And I learned from from the grassroots hilots, grassroots practitioners, albularios, ganon, no? So that's what we are now teaching in the College of Medicine, no? Ang kagandahan lang talaga ito is talagang tinanggap ng College of Medicine.
Oo nga, nasya ako na meron palang ganun na kasi dati narinig ko meron akong friend na yung kanyang kapatid sa Taiwan. Yes. Doon pa siya nag-aral.
Yes.
At nag-stay siya doon. And then, so I thought, maganda itong area. Yeah. Pero maganda na, meron na pala tayo dito.
By way of an update pala, no? PGH and the College of Medicine is thinking of instituting a fellowship program in traditional medicine in PGH. No?
Ah, so wala pa ko ngayon.
So it's a one-year fellowship program. It's when you're a doctor already, you pass the board exam and the residency program, specialista ka na, 1 year, you will rotate with PGH under sa amin, no? And we will teach you traditional medicine, how to integrate as Eastern and Western, no? Pero as you know, napakahirap pumasa sa council ng bagong bagong course. Oh, so hanggang ngayon hindi pa naaprubahan kasi ang dami pa naming ayusin.
Naku, saan naman po ay wag na kayong pahirapan ang council na yan.
I hope so. Oh, pero yung sa OBE format, ang daming tanong sa akin.
Yung mga friendship po sa barrio, baka pwede tayong pabarang na. Ano yung pakulam natin sila. Ay, ito madali. Ano po tingin nyo doon sa naghihiwa surgeon na energy lang, na walang instrument?
That is a point of discussion with the students, no, with the med students. Yung psychic surgery,
psychic
that's
surgery.
The one, no? Now, the psychic surgeon puts his hand sa katawan mo and then habang without using any tools, no, kunyari pumapasok yung kamay sa loob ng cavity ng chan mo at wala, may lumalabas na laman, no? May dugo-dugo pa, no? Now, they've studied the blood. It's actually pig blood. Pig's blood, yung pang dinuguan.
And so, fake talaga?
And they studied the laman, and it's chicken gizzard or chicken liver, and sometimes bituka ng manok. No?
Kasi adobo nila.
Actually, scam talaga siya because the practitioner knows hindi totoo yun.
Okay.
Diba? Kasi nga, sa paggaling yung pig's blood, diba?
So, na-verify na hindi siya totoo.
However, in many cases, patients feel better. And of course, it's because of the placebo effect. Now, my contention with the students, placebo effect, hindi valid yan. Placebo yan eh. No? But a patient gets well. Can you explain that? No? What is our endpoint as physicians, as scientists? Ano endpoint natin? It's for the benefit of our patients, the benefit of our constituents. No? If placebo is effective, so be it. No? Wag lang scam.
Marami nang ganong studies din about the placebo na it's effective kasi mag-work yung brain nyo daw
exactly.
To heal your body. So,
exactly.
Yun yung interesting, the power of the brain.
Yes. That is where social sciences comes in, no? Is married with the pure sciences, no? For example, psychology and medicine, no? Yung mga psychosomatic illnesses, no, it's very valid now. Mga anxiety ng mga tao, depression. I have a lot of students who have depression, no? Nowadays, no? These things, kailangan ba talaga nila ng gamot? Kailangan ba talaga nila ng antipsychotic na antidepressants? No? Sometimes it's just counseling lang ang kailangan to talk to the patient, no? And it wala ka namang binigay na gamot, but the patient gets better, no? It's something you said as a counselor. It's something you said to guide the mind of the patient, no? Wala kang gamot na binigay. That's also psychosomatic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wala ka namang binigay eh, pero gumaling siya. So science in the field of medicine is actually integrative also, no? Taking into consideration the culture, the of the society, no? The mind of the patient, and of course the armamentarium of science, our knowledge of the of drugs, our knowledge of anatomy of the brain, the workings of the mind, no? Lahat yan when married together is healthcare, is holistic healthcare.
Ganda. Tamang-tama, di ba? So last ano po, ano po ang nag-inspire sa inyo to be in this ano line of work? Parang you love what you're doing, happy kayo.
Yes. Oo. siguro medyo unique din ang experience ko. Like I've said before that my practice was in palliative care. Ang daming namamatay na pasyente, kasi nga, cancer patients are my specialty, you know. Naawa talaga ako, no? And because of that empathy and compassion which I have for them, no? I sought out something to help them, no? Innate in every doctor, innate in every medical student is the desire to help. The desire. Wala namang doktor ang willfully gustong cause harm sa pasyente. Wala naman. We all study medicine for a good reason. Tanggalin na natin yung ano, yung business and the economic side. Of course, kasama yon, no? But you don't become a doctor because you want to get rich, no? Inside, sa amin lahat, even sa atin as scientists, there is an innate nature to help. Why are we wasting our time in the laboratory?
In UP, di ba?
Why are we wasting our time? Why are we here? Because we want to serve the people. To serve them through education. No? Yan siguro yun ang hujat sa akin. To take up this field. No? To teach in UP na walang sweldo.
Babawi ka lang sa iba.
Babawi ka lang sa iba.
Kahit per diem po, wala.
Wala.
Wala talaga. Wala. At I like the new name, WOP. Ano, WOP without...
Plantilla.
Dati kasi iba yung pangalan nila eh.
WOP dati.
WOP lang without compensation. Ngayon, WOP na. WOPy. Mas cute siyang pakinggan. Naku, sana po, Dr. Teacher Butch, ay dumami pa ang gaya, no? At I'm sure madami ang gustong maging gaya nyo. Ano po ang kailangan ng isang bata na mag-aaral in the future? Anong kailangang characteristics niya, mga
alam
traits
mo,
niya?
Parang UP lang naman din yan eh. No, honor and excellence.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. To be honorable and to be excellent in everything you do. Ano? Honor takes heart. No, excellence takes the mind and the brain. No, dapat yung puso ka.
So, utak at puso.
Exactly.
Tagpigan natin ng tiyaga. Sipag at tiyaga, di ba? Naku, maraming salamat po, Teacher Booth. Siya na po ay pwede kayong mag-guest ulit
of
dito.
Of course, actually, pang-ilan ko na dito sa DZUP.
Pero sa ating programa, ang siya na kayo, first time nyo.
Please invite me again within the month, pwede pa.
Kasi ang dahil pa kung pwede i-share sa atin ni Teacher. Pwede rin kayong mag-host dito every now and then, di ba? Kaya niya mag-monologue, tingin
ko. Actually nga po eh.
Sige, natameme ka nga, parang in awe ka eh.
Opo, talaga nakaharap nga ako kay Sir.
Actually, I was a block timer with DZMM for about 10 years.
Kasi siya ay Anden eh. Siya ay KBP member.
Naku po.
Salamat po, teacher, sa ulitin.
Maraming salamat po. Tapos na naman ang isang oras natin, Classmate
True.
Mary.
True. Ang bilis talaga ng oras. Ito po si Classmate Mary.
At ako naman si Classmate Ronnie.
Tuwing Biyernes, alas 4, alas 5 ng hapon.
Buong buo. Walang labis, walang kulang.
Kaalaman, kaligayahan, at kahulugan ng buhay ay mararanasan.
Dahil siyensya namin, siyensya ninyo.
Siyensya nila. Siyensya na kayo. Ang agham para sa lahat.
Hanggang sa susunod na Biyernes, mga classmates, dito sa Siyensya na Kayo, ang agham para sa lahat.